This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We'll have reaction to the CEO of Apple coming out as gay.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. But first, economic growth in America. GDP was quite solid as the summer wore on. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago.
Well, what we're seeing is at 3.5% growth after 4.6% growth in the second quarter, that the economy actually did rebound nicely from the unusually harsh winter weather and kept up a fairly robust pace of growth over the summer. It's one of the reasons why employment has held up so well, and you saw an upgrade in how the Federal Reserve thought about the economy in its statement yesterday. We need to continue to see employment gains above the 200,000 threshold, can whittle away at unemployment, and try to really see wages begin to accelerate.
Economist Diane Swonk, this is the first estimate, and GDP July to September will be revised several more times. It measures money changing hands, but misses other key parts of the economy, including volunteer work. One of the most influential business tycoons in the world has come out publicly as gay, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. Cook writes that he has pictures of Dr. King and RFK in his office, and while he doesn't put himself in this league, Cook says, "We pave the sunlit path toward justice together, brick by brick." Quote, "This is my brick." Joining us is actor and social justice advocate George Takei. Mr. Takei, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of this op-ed piece from Mr. Cook?
I think it's an eloquent contribution to making our society a better society. He's pointing out the strength of our society by recognizing its diversity. We have professional football players coming out, school teachers, all of us. We're all throughout society. And when we come to recognize that, with all our strengths and our weaknesses as well, then I think we can become a better society. And I have deep respect for Tim Cook and the leadership he's given here.
Now, in the piece, Mr. Cook says he does not consider himself an activist, but he goes on to point out that people pay the price of discrimination. Gay people are sometimes barred from visiting sick partners, sharing legacies, he writes, barred from some rental accommodations. This makes Tim Cook an activist, writing this piece.
And I do think he's an activist in that statement that he's made. And he said that he's from the South. And that's the area where we have the most resistance to recognizing the diversity of our society, racially and class-wise and in terms of orientation. And so his coming out is a real activist act.
Yes, indeed. And he writes that he's an engineer, he's a fitness buff, he's an uncle, and he does mention he's a son of the South.
And it's the South where we have a refusal to accept the diversity of our society, even amongst accomplished people, the refusal to rent to people or to do business with minority people in the South. And as he pointed out, in Arizona, I think those people have to think twice now and recognize that if they're doing business publicly, they are also buying from larger businesses like Apple, and Tim Cook has really exhibited what true leadership is.
I suppose we should acknowledge, though, that it's one thing for a powerful tycoon to acknowledge his sexual orientation like this, and it can be more difficult for people who are less powerful, who are powerless in the workplace or in their communities, to reveal information like this about themselves.
Powerful people are that much more precariously perched. They have a lot more to lose depending on the circumstances. And by Tim Cook taking this move, he is educating people and serving as a true leader, I think.
activist and actor George Takei. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Passengers increasingly bring their own entertainment with them aboard flights on their mobile devices, and the airlines are responding, as Kate Davidson reports.
The future of in-flight entertainment could be BYOD, bring your own device. Maybe you're one of the people airline consultant Jay Sorensen sees doing that already.
Before they get on the airplane, they're going to load up their device. They'll get caught up on all the past episodes of House of Cards on board the airplane.
That's why airlines like Delta and United have invested in systems that stream in-flight entertainment straight to your mobile device. Doing away with seatback screens altogether would be lighter and cheaper for the airlines, which Henry Hardevelt of Atmosphere Research Group says already pay a lot for content.
The movies and TV shows and music that we watch and listen to aren't provided free. Airlines license that, and it can cost them several millions of dollars a year per airline.
If all this TV watching drains your battery, don't worry. Hardevelt says airlines are also installing more plugs. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
And one of the stories people like to tell about the man once known as the King of Bonds is that one guy got so frustrated working under the sometimes intense Bill Gross at PIMCO that he quit to sell croque monsieur from a food truck. Now, first of all, they were artisanal ham sandwiches that Jeremy Bonnet went off to sell. The Financial Times today reports that now that Gross has gone off to Janus Capital, Monsieur Bonnet is coming back from the food truck to manage inflation-protected bonds at PIMCO. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.